This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're with Frank Longobardi. How are you?
Robert, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And Frank is the CEO of Cohn Resnick. You probably have heard of. The Joe Torre was a spokesperson for a while. The 11th largest accounting firm in America. Now, this is a very competitive space you're in. What do you do differently?
That's a great question, and it is very competitive today. And we're constantly competing for new clients. What we try to do differently, though, is we try to bring advisory-level services to our clients, because most firms can provide compliance-related services, whether it's audit and tax. We think we do it better, but we also need to provide advisory services that allow our clients to kind of grow, and we help them grow. And we do that by learning about them. What are their objectives? What are they trying to achieve? How can we help them move into either new markets, new space, ways to look at their product lines. We do a lot of work around digital. We create a new innovation lab in our new space here in New York. And that innovation lab allows us to really help clients transform their business. We look at their workflows. We look at their work products. We help them with digital transformation. We help them with greater customer engagement. And all that's done in a state-of-the-art lab. And the lab has about 160 acres of digital space, digital workspace, and we can connect anybody on this lab throughout the world. So throughout the world, we can get people that will be on their computers. They could be sitting in London. We've got certain people sitting of the management team in our lab here in New York City. They could be seeing exactly what we see on our blue scape. Digital board. They can write from London and actually show up on the screen. They can put sticky notes. They can do all these different things from remote locations. We can connect as many people as we want from a remote perspective. So it's a really it's a new way to help clients kind of look at workflow and how we can potentially change what they do.
How did you come up with the idea of an innovation lab?
Well, our advisory folks had seen it at some of the very largest consulting companies in the world, and they thought it would be something that we could start to, you know, do within our client base, which is both, you know, middle market businesses, profitable growth type businesses, as well as really the Fortune 2000, because we do a lot of advisory work for some of the Fortune 2000 companies.
And your focus, I know that CEOs have told me in areas like real estate, energy, private equity, those are really sweet spots for you where you've significant experience and results.
Yeah, that's a great comment. We go to market through industry specialization, so we expect our people who work in a particular industry to have specialized knowledge about that industry. We're attending industry association meetings. We're attending different types of seminars, learning curriculum around those industries. We want our people to be as knowledgeable about the industry as they can be, almost as knowledgeable as the clients that participate in those industries. So, yes, real estate is a huge part of our revenue. We'll do about $600 million this year in revenue. We'll have over $200 million in the real estate space, and that'll be around commercial real estate, affordable housing. So a lot of work that we do in those markets. We do a lot of work with low-income housing tax credits, new market tax credits. So a very significant amount of specialized knowledge. We do a lot of work in the private equity space, and private equity transcends all of our clients, because as we work with our clients to look for opportunities to grow their business, either to bring in a private equity partner or to look to maybe sell their business, they want to move on to something else. We have so many relationships in the private equity and investment banking space that we can really connect the dots and help our clients. We also help our clients get ready for sale. You know, and that's also, I think, a very large service of ours today. We focus on how do we improve their EBITDA performance, their EBITDA performance. How do we improve that? How do we get them so that when somebody comes in to look at their records, we want to make sure that they're tip-top and that that whoever comes in says this is a first-class, well-run firm or client, and that client is now in a good position to be able to demand, you know, a larger multiple at sale.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're with Frank Longobardi, who is the CEO of CohnReznick, and that's one of the largest accounting firms, and a firm, your real focus is great work in advisory, and you're saying help companies get ready. Right. You talk about some work you've done with the CEO and an example of what happened.
And so on the advisory side, you know, we really are making big bets in a couple of areas. One is cybersecurity, and that's a big area right now. And obviously, any CEO, you know, is concerned about cybersecurity within their own organizations and about really risk mitigation. I mean, if you think about risk and you think about the things that keep us all up at night, you know, so those are the kind of things that we try to challenge companies to think about, and then we try to provide solutions to make that, you know, to hopefully minimize that risk within their organization. So that's one area. We do a lot in the technology space. You know, we find systems for clients. We analyze their existing systems, try to maximize performance out of those systems. We'll recommend new software solutions, new hardware solutions. So we have a very large space there. We do a lot around due diligence. You know, we have what we call our transaction advisory services. So as clients are looking to buy businesses, you know, we can help them analyze that business, make sure they're looking at every single opportunity, looking at synergies, if synergies really exist within that opportunity, and we can help them analyze both the structure of the transaction as well as the, you know, income tax effect of the transaction.
So let's now shift over to talking about your business and your culture. You've about 2,800 executives, employees who work here in 28 offices. What are some things you do to build the culture here?
Great question, because culture is so critical. When you think about the fact that you have 2,800 people, you have 28 offices, you want to create what I've been calling, and one of my strategic objectives is, a one firm, firm first culture. Okay? Really important. You have to think always that the firm is at the top. Then you worry about the region you're in, then you worry about the office you're in. The firm has got to be at the top, and that's the best way. And the reason why the firm needs to be at the top, because that's the best way you're going to service your clients. Because your clients got to be brought the best resources you have, regardless of where they sit. So you could have a client in the Northeast, but our best resource for that particular client might be in Chicago. We got to make sure that we're providing the client the best resource available. So we're trying to create that one firm culture. And I do that by being as transparent as I can. I spend a lot of time on the road visiting our offices, talking to our people. I do a state of the firm address every year in just about every office, sharing with them our plans, sharing with them what we're trying to accomplish as an organization. And then I also share my expectations of them and what they need to do to help us deliver, you know, great performance. And then the other culture, you know, what I'm ingraining in our people right now is really around the initiative of world-class client service. If anything makes my blood pressure rise is knowing we're not providing what I consider the very best service. I mean, we have to show our clients that we care, and we care every day.
How do you do that? How do you show clients that, look, you're doing either an audit or tax or consulting? How do you show them that you care?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I've been sharing that with our staff quite a bit. You do simple things, okay? Simple things are you make sure that you are timely in your service, okay? Because everybody wants to know, if you say the deadline is X, that you meet the deadline. You got to make sure that we're communicating effectively with clients. And I tell our younger people, it's not good enough to just communicate by email or by text. You've got to be in the face of our clients. You've got to be spending time with them. You've got to be, you know, at worst, you're picking up the telephone and having a telephone conversation. But make it real. You know, one of the things I think that, you know, throughout my career is clients understood that I cared and that the organization cared. And that means a lot, you know, and it gets back to respect. It gets back to becoming more of a trusted business advisor and not necessarily just a compliance-related accountant. You know, we could do a lot more than that. So that's another important attribute of creating that world-class client service.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we will be back in a few. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with the CEO of Cohn Resnick about his personal leadership philosophy and how that transcends to the...
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're with Frank, who is the CEO of Cohn Resnick, the 11th largest accounting, consulting, tax firm, and audit firm in America. And we spoke a lot about your differentiator, and I think the Innovation Lab of particular, that was of great interest. But let's focus now on your leadership philosophy. As CEO, what is most important to you?
The most important thing to me is transparency. I want to make sure that our people, our partners, our staff understand who I am. I try to be as accessible as I possibly can, but also be able to do my day job, because there are a lot of people that sometimes want your time, but you've got to balance that. I'm honest. I'll always tell them what's on my mind, how I feel. I think that's the best way to communicate, in terms of a leadership position. I want to also make sure they understand that I really care about them as people. And it's not just about what you can do for the firm, but it's understanding when you walk down the hall how important a smile is, how important it is to ask about how was your weekend or how's your family. If someone's sick, asking about that. I mean, those are the little things that I think we sometimes forget about as leaders. We get so hung up in, our day-to-day and all the pressures that we have from whatever it may be. But we've got to remember, you're dealing with people, and people want to be treated with respect no matter where they are within the organization. And I try to do that, each and every day. And that's paid dividends for me. I'm a competitive individual by nature, that winning is important. And I try to ingrain that in our people that, you have to be competitive, that, we're in a competitive environment and we gotta play to win, but we gotta play by the rules, we gotta play fair, and we gotta make sure we're communicating every step of the way.
If there's one word that defines the company, the whole culture, from what you've tried to have transcend to them towards the customer experience, what would that one word be?
Caring.
I like that. So let's talk on caring, because you have, people don't know this, you're a CEO, but you had a tough childhood where by the time you were 10 years old, both of your parents had passed away. What did you learn from that? That helped, shape the person you are today?
I would say that initially, because of that, obviously, I learned appreciation, as funny as that may sound. And the appreciation comes from the fact that I had an aunt and uncle who really cared about me, treated me like one of their very own. And I think that that meant a lot. And it goes to show, I've learned that, adversity, there's always a good side to adversity. You got to stand up to adversity. You got to look it in the eye and accept it, but then you've got to somehow move forward from it. I was lucky. I was lucky because I had, two people who really cared about me and kind of took me in and, made my childhood a much, much better and stronger childhood. Some people aren't that lucky, when they lose a parent and, they're at a loss. Where here, I was taken in and felt really, really felt part of the family. So that was good. But it probably made me a little bit, I don't want to say shy, but a little bit more inward, during my early years. And it was only after, getting, late in high school and college that it started to expand out of that. And maybe that's why, one of the reasons I'm so interested in like change. Change is, you know, I think is so healthy for individuals, for businesses, for leaders, because things are just so rapidly changing in the world we live in today that if we're not getting our people to think about change every single day, you know, then, you know, you're going to stand still. And, yeah, you know, I think it was Ben Franklin that said, you know, when you're finished changing, you're finished. Mm. And there's a lot to be said about that. And I agree with that. So I'm constantly telling our people that change is good, you know, and we have to look for change to better the way we do things. And we have to help our clients look at change and how can they change what they've been doing for years. You know, in the old days, you know, things stayed the same for a long period of time, you know, back when I first started in public accounting. But when you look at it today, I mean, we're talking about disruptors in the economy. We're talking about in public accounting, artificial intelligence to do some of the manual tasks. There's outsourcing to all other parts of the world, and there's a lot of different things going on that affect what you do and how you do it. And it's the same for our clients. So I welcome change. I think change is good. I think it's healthy, and I think it forces you to stay on your toes.
And you're in contact with CEOs day in, day out. What are you hearing from them in terms of what's keeping them up at night in terms of change? And you mentioned a couple already, like artificial intelligence.
Sure. You know, I think risk mitigation in the cyber area for a lot of companies is still a very big issue. I know it keeps people up at night. God forbid you have a breach or you have, you know, something along those lines. Today I got an email, believe it or not, from a head of HR, and it was addressed to her from me, and basically she sent it back to me and said, "Did you send this?" And it was a phishing exercise by somebody trying to, you know, access certain data. So that's happening all the time, and we have really good systems here that, you know, kind of, you know, but still things can get through, and we make sure that we have our people understand all the security and the things we need to do to, you know, protect our data, protect clients' data, protect employee data. So that's one area is risk mitigation. The other area is around uncertainty, and I think I talked about this before. This whole issue of, you know, uncertainty is not good for the market sometimes, and not good for the market we deal with. And if you think about tax reform, you know, we think it's coming, right? We know it's coming, but it could be 9 months, could be 12 months, and we don't know what it is yet, right? So we just know it's going to be phenomenal, but we don't know what it is. So that's one area. You know, the other area is trade. You know, you've heard all the issues around trade and, you know, trade barriers and whether we're going to be, you know, not be able to do business in certain countries, or there's going to be a border tax to do that. Well, that, again, creates uncertainty. If you have a business today that's looking to open up a plant in Mexico or in Canada, you know, how's that going to impact their thinking? And then the third area is around digital transformation. You know, this whole area of digital is really changing the way we connect to customers, how we connect to employees, and how we really transform our businesses. And people have to be thinking about digital and thinking about how they're going to start to interface with clients in a different fashion. There's a lot of ways to create efficiencies through digital transformation. We do a lot of that in our innovation lab. But I do think it's got to be... And when I talk about digital, I'm really talking about innovation. You know, clients have to be looking to innovate the same way we need to innovate every step of the way. And innovation is not necessarily this big, audacious goal that says, oh, my God, I'm going to transform my business, you know, with this innovation. Those come around once in a blue moon. Really, I look at innovation more as incremental innovation. How do we start to make little steps in order to lower our cost to serve and lower, you know, increase the way we service our clients?
Well, Frank, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
It's been great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you.
this is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and I'm here today with Don Jost. How are you, Don?
I'm doing great today, Robert.
And Don is the CEO and president of ShoreTel. This is a communications company, most of you have heard of already, and we're going to later on talk about some fascinating leadership philosophies. But let's start off, talk about what the organization is.
So ShoreTel focuses on business communications for customers, and it's really about making interactions simple. What we look to do is to embed communications into the workflow of an organization and then make that interaction brilliantly simple. And so that shows up in your basic phone system. It shows up in contact center technology, mobility technology, conferencing and collaboration technology, all the various modes that people use to communicate internally as well as externally with our customers.
And we were talking about previously, you have one example, it was really cool, on your calendar, walk through exactly what this does. Because anyone who's a conference call, this is a very interesting solution.
Yeah, so the example, it really gets into, if you noticed I was using the word interaction versus communication. And that's really the shift that's happening is communications has a connotation of a people-to-people. And what we're seeing in the marketplace, it's not limited to just people to people, but it's how people to machine are interacting and machine to machine are interacting. And an example that I would use from a machine to machine is a great use case. The engineering team at ShoreTel just prototyped this with me. Is my primary device is my smartphone. And so via the smartphone, my presence, it knows, it identifies who I am. So I'm on the network, and I have a 9 o'clock meeting in a specific conference room. Well, my calendar says that. So when I walk into that conference room, the presence of my smartphone tells the phone in that room that I have arrived. Because it's connected to my calendar, it knows, A, I'm supposed to be in that room at 9 o'clock, but it knows why I'm there. Because in my calendar is a conference bridge number and passcode. So it automatically dials it up, opens up the line, dials the number, dials the passcode, simply because it knew I was supposed to be there and it knew what I was going to do. But more importantly is with beacon technology, it told the projector in the room that I also, per my calendar, was going to do a desktop share. So it starts to warm the projector up and gets everything ready for, so that I can do the desktop share. And so really what that is, you know, some people would look at it and say, well, that's a great technological innovation. And I'm saying, yes, but it's really about innovating the customer experience, that user experience. And that's really what we focus on, is we innovate about that user experience, because that's the most important part of technology.
And it's like when I go traveling, all of a sudden I have a conference number and a code and I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
No longer, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, my biggest thing was, you know, for those who travel a lot like myself and I'm on the smartphone, the toughest thing was when you get off the plane and you know you got to get on a conference bridge right away. I was always the one that had the napkin in their pocket with the 800 number written in the passcode because you can never remember these things. You know, on our mobility application, there's a button called Join. All I do is I push it. Single button, simple. I push it. It's integrated. It dials everything up for me. So as a user, single button, simple. I just hit it.
They used to say even a kid could do it, but you're so simple, even a 50-year-old could do it now. And you also have, like, you could go from IM to phone and just, again, one click.
Yeah, and that's part of how what we call promoting the way that you communicate. So you may start in a communication with someone in IM, and then you want to evolve it to a call, and then you want to evolve that call to a video. It allows you not to break that stream of interaction. It just allows you to promote it to the next level.
And most of the companies you work with have less than 5,000 people. That's your real niche of where you can add real value.
Yeah, that's the sweet spot. The 5,000 and under is the sweet spot from a go-to market. It's not a technical limitation, and we actually have customers larger. You know, what's great is you start with, and they grow with us, and we grow with them. But that's our focus. We put a focus there. It happens to be on a worldwide basis. The lion's share of the companies fall into that space, so it's not a bad space to focus.
Okay, later on in the interview, we'll talk more about the technologies, but let's shift over to something really interesting, which is your leadership philosophy. Mm-hmm. So, in full disclosure, I interviewed you several years back, and you were embarking on a transformation now. Mm-hmm. Now you've pretty much completed that transformation. Talk about what that was.
It's So when I stepped into the role back in 2013, we were focused on shifting the company from a product company to a recurring revenue business. And really the difference is being a provider of a service. And we broke it down at that time into three phases. I said there was going to be a foundation phase, a migration phase, and an acceleration phase. And we're through the first two phases. So the heavy lifting is done. Now we're into the fun part. The fun part is on the growth side, the acceleration stage. And this past September quarter was an important inflection point in our transformation when hosted revenue became the largest source of revenue for us against our revenue streams. It was larger than the product. And so to me, that was an important proof point and milestone in that transformation. And I think it comes down to people always ask me about transformations and you know what you learn. When you're going to transform, you got to have the conviction of what you're doing. You can't be hesitant. Because when you're hesitant, employees, customers, partners, investors, whatever, they feel that hesitancy because it gets confusing to them. You got to have this. And I think we have held strong conviction in what we were trying to do.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Don Jones, who is the president and CEO of ShoreTel. We're talking about transformation, but let's use the word change. Mm-hmm. Most people don't like that word change. How do you build alignment through a company?
Change transformation is change. For me, how I'm naturally wired, I like change. But I've always said is that there's a common phrase people always say is that as human beings we don't like change, and I completely disagree with it. I think people are very comfortable with change when they're in control of it. People don't like change when it's being dictated to them. I've always said is that if you're flying a lot, if you chose to change your flight, you're okay with it. When the airline cancels it and puts you on a new flight, you don't like it as much. It's all about when you're in control of it. But change is inevitable for us to move forward. And so for me, when I think about it and what I talk about within the business is we have to constantly be comfortable feeling uncomfortable. Because
that's a good line. Be comfortable feeling uncomfortable.
It allows you to evolve forward. It allows you to challenge the status quo because it's not about it's right or wrong. It's more about going forward and how you move forward. We had a partner conference, a worldwide partner conference back in December. And I asked the entire audience, 1,000 plus people there, and I was talking about this concept of comfortable being uncomfortable and that emotional feeling. And I asked everyone to actually take out their smartphones and ask them to put in their passcode and unlock it. And then I asked them to hand it to the person to the right of them. And so this room of 1,000 plus people suddenly had this buzz of energy that occurred. And I asked them, think about what you just did. You just took this personal device that has so much about you on it and you handed it to someone you don't know. At that moment, I highly, highly doubt most people were saying, wow, what great opportunity did this create? They were thinking about, oh my gosh, what risk did I just introduce? And it was that mindset, it was that gut feeling that you have at that moment when they did that. I said, that's the feeling of comfortable being uncomfortable. Because you knew it wasn't going to be that bad. They're sitting right next to you. But you still had that uneasy feeling. And I said, that's the emotional state that you need to have as it relates to change within your business.
So you've spoken about making your interactions with the customer experience simple. Mm-hmm. How about making change simple? What are some of the actual things you'll do?
Driving change. So, to me, a lot of it is having what we call kind of a true north, and having a mantra. And really, our make interactions simple is more about a mantra. I think a lot of companies you're just told, right? Corporate America says, oh, you have to have a vision statement. You got to have a mission statement. Consultants will charge you a lot of money to come up with something that I think is typically very generic and unmemorable. Most employees don't feel connected with it, and they don't even remember it. And making interactions simple. I would advise any CEO is come up with a mantra, not a vision and a mission statement. Come up with a mantra that everyone can rally around, and you can connect the dots. It's a phrase I use. For your employees, you can connect the dots back to that mantra. Because employees, regardless of what you state about your strategy, employees will connect the dots. They just may not connect them in the manner you want. So you have to be very purposeful in always bringing them back to what's that true north, what's that mantra, why do we exist as a business?
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We're speaking with Don Jose. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you get your whole executive team working together. Back in a few.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Don Jones, who is the President and CEO of ShoreTel. And we learned more about the business model is all about customer experience and simplifying everything, but that's also the key for change. And we heard ideas like become comfortable with the uncomfortable. So here's a big question for you. How do you get the executive team working together through change? Because usually people are fighting against each other. They're concerned. What do you do to accomplish something like that?
Yeah. Well, one of the exercises we went through is driving alignment is partly also understanding who each other is. And a process I went through, we did an analysis of each other. It's a process called the Berkman Assessment. It's not as popular. I would recommend it to any CEO out there. The Berkman Assessment.
B-I-R-K-M-A-N.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It is a psychological profile of basically of your teams. And what you find is that what we found was one is that I had some people who are very action-oriented. I had others who were more deep thought thinkers. I had others who were planners. And what we found was that we actually had a blind spot. Us collectively as a group, our blind spot was when it came to implementing things, the making sure we slowed down to ensure we had the enrollment and the engagement of the organization. It did two things. One, it helped us as a team understand where we needed to put extra focus. But it also helped us as individual interactions, understanding how we show up versus how we're naturally wired as individuals. Because we all have learned to be successful. We've adapted who we are. You're wired a certain way, and typically in a stress situation, you show that natural wiring. And so what it enabled us to do was to really, at moments when there was tension that was going on, slow down. We had a better perspective of each other. We could frame things differently, or we engaged with each other in different ways. This is just all about, you know, everyone adapting their style for the broader group so that you can just move through things more effectively.
So let's take disciplines that don't know, they sort of butt heads a lot, which is sales and marketing. So mm-hmm. when you deal with groups like that, how would you handle something like this in that situation?
It became, so if you go back to this, the strategic focus of the business around building the business on a recurring revenue model, the shift, the big shift in the business was we were no longer becoming a provider of a product. We were becoming a provider of a service, which is much more than just feature functionality. It's about the life cycle of a customer and that experience. And so we couldn't just operate in functional silos. And so really two things came out of it. One was we created an interlock process between sales, marketing, and the development organization, because in a provider of the service, again, it wasn't just features coming out that product marketing needed to get out there. It could be changes that we're making to the portal. It could be back office things that we're doing, but it impacts the overall experience. And so it was making sure that everyone understood the timeline, everyone understood the purpose behind what was happening, and that we could then line up channel programs, we could then line up stiffs that we wanted to put into the market. It was, again, aligning everyone around this life cycle. It led to an organizational change that we made around the life cycle of a customer, too. it all came from a broader question I kept probing the business on, is what is the most optimal way for us to, you know, fill in the blank by executing our strategy? And so is that the most optimal way for how we organize ourselves? What is the most optimal way from a go-to-market perspective? And that gets back to change, right? Always challenging the status quo and saying, is that the most optimal way for us to do it? And that led to the org change. It led to this interlock process. It's all under that theme of you got to be comfortable feeling uncomfortable.
So fascinating leadership philosophies. If you had a group of like 1,000 top CEOs, you're giving a keynote and you only had like, you know, 1 minute to tell them what advice you had on managing through change effectively, what advice would you give?
One is know your business. Know what business you are in and stay true to that business. Keep your focus narrow. I mean, in our transformation, as we started to really probe that question, we had to make a change. We're a provider of a service, but, you know, and data center, having a data center is core to a cloud service. But what I came to realize is I don't need to control it. Infrastructure as a service, there's people whose business is core to that. And so what I realized was, you know, software and applications is what we focus on. We focus on making interactions simple. I don't need to own the infrastructure side of it. I could let someone else. So asking that question, you really need to know your business. What business am I in? And we're in the business of making interactions simple. I think the other was always asking what is the most optimal way to execute your strategic plan. And it gets back to that change philosophy. It's you got to be comfortable. You got to allow and force people to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Now let's end talking about the customer experience and how it's changing, especially in your industry.
Mm-hmm. The big thing is the experience, again, in a provider of a service, you have to look more holistically at, yes, there's technology, but it's how you interact post that sales process, post that implementation process, and what are all the things that they want to do to interact. Two is really understanding the customer experience and their needs are evolving. Because as the interactions go from people to people to machine and machine to machine, as larger customers, mid-market and enterprise customers, continue to adopt hosted services, their needs are evolving too, where they want to consume certain components of a solution, but they also have their own developments, right? And they want to build their own proprietary experience. And so they want to mix and match pieces together. And the ability for us to give them their core pieces, because again, they're looking at it saying, is, hey, what you do ShoreTel, that's what you excel in. That's not our core competency. But they have their own development where they want to build their own proprietary technology about their own experience, and they want to be able to bring the pieces together. And that's what we do. We are a provider of a solution, but we're also an enabler. And it's really the customers evolving into wanting both of those needs in a single environment.
I'm going to ask about rugby. You learned some great lessons there. What leadership philosophies can people learn from rugby?
For me, one of the biggest things, and it was the advice that I received when I was playing from one of the top players in Australia, was actually I was at a fortunate situation where he was coaching us and I played the same position. You know, and his advice to me in the rugby was, you know, when you find yourself in a pile and he says, and you're coming up, he says, just get running.
Just get running.
Just get running. And he says, stay in motion. And he says, because 9 times out of 10, your instincts are going to take you in the right direction. And he says, the one time that you're off direction, he says, just course correct. But he says, it's a lot easier to course correct when you're in motion. And for me, that has always applied to the business world, is standing still is the worst thing that you can do. Stay in motion, make the course corrections, continue to evolve.
Well, Don, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum. And everyone listening in, remember, if you don't, as CEO, connect the dots, other people will. So make sure that you connect those dots.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.